Hey, Brian Wright Show Nation. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. Brian Wright here. Welcome into another edition of the Brian Wright Show. I want to say thank you. So many of you sent me text messages and said, wow, thank you so much. I went and did the exercise after listening to part one of this series, and wow, what a relief it's gotten off my chest. You know, I spoke with my spouse about something that's been bothering me for a long time. I went employees. Got about 15 messages from you out there that said, I finally went to my boss, my leadership team, and said, look, I offer more value. I want a raise. I want a new bonus system. I want a promotion, whatever it is. And props to you for doing that. Business owners, entrepreneurs out there, obviously the majority of our listening base. I mean, you went and had the tough conversation with your employee. You went and had the tough, you finally made the decision on whether or not you want to hire company A rather than B. Make fast decisions, everybody. Procrastination is such a killer when it comes to self-discipline. So many of you out there, thank you so much for the messages because you did this fast. You know, you only had a couple days before I launched this one, this podcast that I'm talking about right now versus part one. All right, so you went out and did it fast, and that's the exercise, everybody. Overcome procrastination and indecision by just doing. Make the fastest decisions you possibly can. Take the quickest action you possibly can. And when you do that, it is going to alleviate so much of the anxiety, the fear that's building up over time by not having the conversation, by not making the decision. And because our lives, our careers, our businesses fall in between those biggest desires and goals we want versus the fears and weaknesses that stand in the way of getting there, a lot of you attack those weaknesses, you attack those fears in between the last episode and today, and props to you that did that exercise. If this, for whatever reason, is your first episode, welcome into our self-discipline series. We're doing about a 10-part series on self-discipline and the things that keep us from being disciplined, the things that get us unfocused. Two podcasts ago, we talked about motivation versus self-discipline and the four stages of psychological focus. That is a key podcast to go watch on our YouTube station or listen on all the major networks really before you're going to get the most out of this 10-part series. So props to a lot of you for diving in, overcoming your fears, and overcoming that procrastination that's been standing in the way of that discipline that is so important. Today, part two of the series, we're going to be talking about overcoming lack of vision. This is one that is, unfortunately, a big killer for a lot of people out there, a lot of business owners out there. You don't even have a vision for what you want your business to become. And that is very, very important because your employees are running around blind if your vision is not articulated to them. That is a major culture problem through lack of leadership that we're going to talk about today. Employees, your careers out there, you have to have a vision of what you want your career to become. And everybody out there, we all have to have a vision of what we want our lives to become. And once we have those defined, it is far easier to wrap self-discipline around the things that are the controllables that are going to help us get there. And that's what we're going to be talking about in part two today, is overcoming lack of vision. We're going to have a great one. Before we get started, let's fire up the music.
Welcome to the Brian Wright Audio Experience, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs grow their business, make more money, and successfully navigate through the chaos of life, all while working, spending, and stressing less. And now your host, he's a husband, a father of two, an international business and life coach, and a trusted motivational speaker for some of the most respected companies in the world, such as Invisalign and many others. Brian Wright.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. If you're watching over on our YouTube station, hey there. Appreciate your support. YouTube station, as I do this podcast today, is still brand new. So would love for you to go over there and subscribe to it. If you have not done so, just type in the Brian Wright Show on YouTube. That should pull up for you. And let's get rolling today. Going to be talking about creating a personal vision statement. And so many of us, whether that be in our lives, our careers, our businesses, we don't have one. And a lot of you out there, I think, can also make this overcomplicated. So I'm going to break it down for you today. And also, we're going to talk about what really lies the problem if you don't have one. Now, I said at the top, I do believe that procrastination, I'm not doing this 10-part series in any specific order whatsoever. It just happened to be that the first two I've done happen to be in order of how I view them on the most important list. I think most people would say that the vision statement that I'm going to be talking about today is the most important, but I'm going to first come to you and tell you why I believe it second. procrastination, and you heard about it when I did the motivation versus discipline, four stages of psychological focus. One of those quadrants in the bottom left was indecision. And the indecision is enemy of progress that inevitably creates us being completely detached from the real problems in our lives, careers, and businesses. And the people that are indecisive, they create, and you create, major problems for yourself in those three areas, the life, career, business stuff that we talk on here. And like I said in last podcast, there has never been a fast, successful, growing company with slow decision makers amongst the leadership team. Doesn't exist. So the quicker you are making decisions and the more willing you are to just be okay with screwing things up, learning from those screw-ups, building upon them, and eventually coming as close to perfection as you can, you will always be ahead of the person that tries to perfect something before they launch it, before they make the decision. They overcomplicate it. They overseek information. The deep dive effect, which I believe I mentioned in the past podcast, and the deep dive effect is when it's information overload that creates no action. And if you're a person, as an example, and let's say that you're wanting to lose weight, let's say you're 5'6", 225 pounds, and you want to get in better health because, for various reasons, it's going to allow you to do things more that you want to do in life. It's going to be, you're going to be better at work, advance your career because of it, live longer, whatever it may be. And if you wait around to define your goals, to meet a vision that you have for yourself and in your life and in your career, business owners in your business, this is where the procrastination kicks in and anxiety happens and fear happens. Your weaknesses come out in full fledge. And many times you end up not doing anything whatsoever for months, if not years. This is why, which diet plan? Do I go vegan? Do I eat all meat? How many calories do I need to burn? What do I do this? How do I lift this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's the deep dive effect, information overload, and it creates no action. What I would prefer all of you do, and what our customers do, and if you followed me for years, our audience members, is that you are the quickest to go. You are the quickest to take action. So while you're creating this vision, while you're defining your goals from a health standpoint, you could tomorrow morning give me 30 push-ups. You could give me another 10 at lunch, another 10 at dinner, and you're off and rolling. Now, do you need the vision? Do you need to define goals? Do you need to define a roadmap to get there? Of course you do. But that can wait. I'm not telling you it can wait 2 years because eventually you're going to putter out. You're going to burn out. If you can't track and you can't say, I've lost this amount of weight in this amount of time because I've been doing these things, eventually you've got to have this roadmap and this vision and these goals. Of course you do. Very important. But while you're putting that together, because many of you out there, you don't even know how to put it together, which is one of the things we're going to talk about today, and how to not overcomplicate it. And you don't need a vision, everybody, for your life and your career, business owners and your business. You need one. And it's really this personal vision statement that we're going to be diving into today. And really all a personal vision statement has to include, everybody, is what you want to do, why you want to do it, and then how you will do it, how you will accomplish it. Write that down, right? What you want to do, why you want to do it, and how you're going to do it. We need to include all of that into our personal vision statement. Now, if you constantly are going back to that personal vision statement, things get so much easier. You have a roadmap. It's going to help you both short-term, but especially long-term. It's going to help you when times get tough. It is so easy to throw things in the trash and change directions when times get tough. That is one of the biggest, the lack of stick-to-itness, if you will, is one of the biggest reasons we fail at whatever we are trying to accomplish in life, career, and business. Because the second times get tough, if you have no vision, if you have no roadmap, if you don't have short-term goals that you're checking off the list to show progress, you eventually are going to give up. You are going to quit. And that is why the vision, you have to have it. But I would rather you start as fast as you can, overcome those fears, have those difficult conversations, the exercise I put you through last podcast, and just start doing. Start taking action. And then make sure you have a vision in place. Because, again, this is something I haven't said yet. Is because if you start taking action right away, and this is where many people argue you haven't had the vision first. But if you start taking action right away, you may not know what to take action on if you don't have a vision. And there's the argument that vision's more important. But again, going back, the reason why I think it's secondary is because you can always get started. You can always make a decision. You can have the tough conversation with your spouse. You can have the tough conversation with Janice, your employees. You can have the tough conversation with your leadership team, your boss, whatever. You can do 30 push-ups if you want to be more healthy. You can always do that right away and get something going. Overcoming lack of vision is a really difficult thing. I'm a big believer that all of you out there can achieve prosperity. And the beauty of that is everybody defines that a little bit different way. My definition for it is I believe every one of you out there can achieve personal and financial freedom. Now, personal freedom is the time to do things. Financial freedom is making sure you have enough money to be able to do the things you love in your free time. You know, it's kind of a bad place to be if whatever your hobby is, maybe flying planes. And I've been there. I have my license. I fly planes. I love it. It's a passion of mine. I like doing that in my spare time. I also like doing it to get me places. But there were many years I couldn't do that passion. Why? Because it's expensive, right? So I had the time to do it. I just didn't have the financial resources to make it happen. So that's a bad feeling. And I'm sure many of you out there can relate at some point in your life. It may be today. It may be in the past that, you know, here are three things I love to do. The problem is I can't afford to do them. That sucks. That's a real, real problem. And when we look at success, the only person that gets to define success is you. And everybody out there, you get to pick whatever you want as success and go out and do it. The only wrong is when you get in the way of somebody else's success. This is what drives me nuts about politicians and some political people out there, is that they want to jam their ideologies down your throat. And it's ridiculous, because those ideologies stand in the way of you achieving the wealth you need to achieve to enjoy the personal freedoms and time you have, if that's how you define success. That is how I define success, by the way, and this is why having a personal vision statement is important, because if you don't have it, not only do you not know where you're going, you don't even have a roadmap to get there. You're winging everything. Just hoping things work, throwing things off the wall. This is why so many of you give up when times get tough. Because if you don't have a vision and you don't know where you're going, if you pick a new marketing company and they don't help you in 3 months, you say, screw it, they suck. Meanwhile, there isn't a good marketing company that can make a true, lasting, long-term impact in 3 months. Can you make progress? Of course you can. You know, if you're going to train, so much of what we talk about on here, if you're going to train your employees on hospitality, verbiage, presentation, how to get what you want as a business from your perspective and your existing customers while giving them more than they expected, if you're going to commit to that customer service definition and you're going to train people, you've got to have the vision of what 2, 3, 4 years from now looks like. And that is why so many of you, the instant gratification, that is why so many of you say screw it and give up, because you want something tomorrow, which is what maybe pay-per-click can do for you. Can that get you some quick phone calls? Yeah. You're going to pay a higher price. You're going to get a shitty customer that wants a cheap price. But yeah, can it make a quicker impact? Yes, but by no means will it ever help you achieve, most likely, what your vision is. And that is working less, stressing less, less chaos, less ad expense, more personal growth, more career growth, more business growth. All of that is possible if you're fixing the wounds, not paying for the Band-Aid that goes over the wounds like so many of you do. And if you don't have a personal vision statement, what you're going to constantly be doing is investing in the Band-Aids, and you're going to be ignoring the wounds. Right? Like a Jenny Craig weight loss plan, eating plan. That's a Band-Aid. That is not fixing the root cause of the wound. That is why what these companies don't tell you oftentimes is they'll show you the success stories, but what they don't show you is what happens to those success stories a year or two later. They're right back where they were, right? Because they never invested in the actual wound. They invested in the Band-Aid that covers it up, which is what outside your door advertising is. If you need it and you have to spend it, it means you are not good enough inside your doors to create super fans, not customers, that become your sales force for you, period. The self-discipline is the wound. The discipline to make the right decisions around controlling your calories, around eating the right things, around getting in the gym, around this mix match between cardio and lifting weights, because there is a balance, and that balance is different for everybody. Those are the wounds that have to be healed and have to be worked on constantly if you want to remain in shape for the rest of your life, period. And nobody on TV with weight loss commercials is ever going to tell you that. So many of you are obsessed with the Band-Aid that covers up the real problems. Now, I talked about what a personal vision statement is going to include, right? It's going to include the what, why, and how. And what this personal vision statement is going to do and what it needs to just overall include and you need to be thinking about is, number one, your interests. Like, you don't want to be creating a vision for yourself around things that you have no interest in. That would be silly, but a lot of people do it. Number two, it's just your overall skill sets. You have to be honest with yourself on what you're really good at and what you're really bad at and the things that go in between. Because if you're creating a vision that requires, in order to achieve it, requires your bad skill sets, your weaknesses, your fears, I've got to tell you, you're in real trouble, most likely are not going to achieve it. Now, that doesn't mean that your vision has to only include, you know, skill sets that you're great at, because part of what I teach you is if you want to get the most out of your life and career and business, you better admit your faults, you better face your weaknesses, you better realize your weaknesses, face your fears, and you better get help in order to overcome those things. If you don't, your career and your business will always suffer. Your values. Like, what do you value? That has got to be part of the personal vision statement. And then what does the world need? And what we really mean by that is what problems are you trying to solve? You know, as an entrepreneur, we're always looking at things very differently. Always looking at, you know, why are you doing it that way? Here's a solution to that. That's we're just tearing everything apart. That's why sometimes we can be difficult to deal with. And oftentimes why I believe 75% of billionaires never went to college or they dropped out, right? We are fighting with the professors. We are fighting with our teachers saying, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to do it a different way. But you have to identify what real problems are out there and how you're going to fix them. And what inevitably is your ultimate goal? What are you trying to achieve? For me, for all of you, again, is you being able to achieve that financial and personal freedom, enough money that you're making enough money to go out and the way you have your career and businesses set up, that you have enough time to go enjoy it, and you have enough money to enjoy it. And what I didn't say earlier, there's kind of a catch-22, right? If you have the time, but you don't have the money, that sucks. But if you have the money, but you don't have the time, that sucks. So you've really got to create this personal vision statement around how are you going to get to a place where you have the time and freedom to do what you want and the financial freedom that's going to allow you to do it. And unfortunately, we all have to make a lot more money today because, you know, the politicians steal it from us. They have no idea where it's going to go. You basically have to make two times the amount of money today to enjoy what you want to enjoy in your personal time than you used to. We live in the heart of socialism and we don't even realize it. What I just talked about there, it stresses me out. It gives me anxiety. And because it's uncontrollable, and those are the things that, you know, ironically, I teach, if you can't control them, you shouldn't worry about them. But oftentimes, and I know this for all of you out there, it's far easier said than done. Now, oftentimes, some stuff, if I can control it, I don't worry about those things because I know they're going to go well. It's the uncontrollables that make me nervous. And I know that's the case for so many of you out there. But what gets me by when I'm feeling stressed, when I'm feeling anxious, is going back to this personal vision statement. It will so much help you get through if your business isn't growing, employees, if your career is advancing, if you're not enjoying life away from work. If you go back to this personal vision statement, it will give you so much clarity and so much more peace, so much more calmness, which you could argue that we all need. I don't think you can ever have enough Zen in your life. And as you have this personal vision statement, it becomes easier to make decisions. You know, you go back to that weight loss example and me saying, look, just get started. Right? Just go. Drop down, give me 50 push-ups. Just go. Stop eating at 11 o'clock at night. Cut off your dinner at 9. You know, your last meal at 9 or 7, whatever it is. Just go. But as you're going, once you have these vision statements in place, you're able to always go back to the vision to make the decision. Should I hire this company? Should I not? Well, that's far easier if you have a vision because you have to choose, even if it's more expensive, you have to choose the company that's going to help you meet your vision. And I would argue greatly that, again, don't let the numbers on paper lie to you. Just because on paper one company is cheaper, if another company is going to produce a higher return by getting you to your vision and beyond, that one is the one you go with, even if they're a lot more expensive. Now, I get asked all the time when I deliver this on stage, okay, Brian, what's your personal vision? And it goes back to the what, why, how. You know, the what is I want to teach people how to get the most out of their personal life, their professional career, and for business owners, entrepreneurs out there, their businesses. The reason I want to do that is I believe wholeheartedly that all of the above, all those people out there can achieve personal and financial freedom by doing the things and focusing and having the self-discipline on the things that they can control. So I have my what? I have my wife, my why, my belief system. Now, how I do that is by creating ongoing content via podcasts, on stage, walking into people's businesses, which I call my private clients, where I fly to see you and we block a day. We work with your waiters and your management team to become better leaders and help you enhance your digital marketing presence organically and how to tie a choreographed journey at your business to tell a story to your employees, your prospective customers, and your customers on why you're superior. And through that, we're going to set up the business in a way that allows you to make more while work and stress less and spend less. That's my vision. Simply put, I want to teach all of you how to get the most out of your life, career, and business because I believe all of you out there can achieve personal and financial freedom by implementing the things that I go around teaching all over the world. Now, here, though, is what I have not talked about that's part of this personal vision. See, obviously, there are so many different categories. Like, you can't just create your personal vision, you're going to be good to go. But that's a starting point of what we're talking about. We're talking about overcoming not even having one. Overcoming lack of vision. So you've got the what. You've got the why. You've got the how. Now, part of the importance of what I'm about to talk about is understanding you've got to put yourself first in a way in order to get the personal vision accomplished. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. You know, I live my life for all of you out there. But part of the how in my vision statement that's included in there, not verbally, you didn't hear me say this, but this is a subcategory that I pay very close attention to, is in order for me to be my best for all of you, I've got to be in a wonderful mental and physical state of mind. It's just that simple. So my health, what I eat, how I work out, regimen, personal trainers, pushing myself to the limit. All of that stuff is very intertwined in order for me to be great for you. Also, being a great father, being a great husband. If I'm running a chaotic household and there's constant stress coming from it, that is going to affect my mental and physical well-being, which is going to in turn affect all of you. So these are the things as I go through the what, the why, the how. These are these categories below that I must keep at high, high levels in order to achieve my personal vision. And see, for all of you, if you have this vision, it's so easy to make decisions now for 6 months and a year from now rather than making decisions for the tomorrow in this instant gratification that just flat out does not work if you want the most out of life, your career, business owners out there, your business. It does not work. If you're thinking as far as a week from now or tomorrow, you are going to make shitty decisions. That simple. So obviously there are multiple categories under each what, why, how. But you see how I can always go back to my vision regardless of whether it's a decision for my life, a decision for my career, a decision for one of my companies. And this is so much easier too as your companies, we all have years where our companies don't do well. And one of the things I teach is how to recession-proof your business, meaning that does not mean that you're always going to thrive every year, but it means that you're always going to be every year better at the things you can control than the people that would be your quote-unquote competition. I say that with air quotes because if you listen and follow me, you know I do not believe the girl down the street, guy down the street that owns the same type company as you is your competition. I believe you and your team are your competition. Because if you're constantly getting better at what you can control, you have to be happy with that because you can't control the other stuff. Some people maybe even get luckier. Some people don't. Some people, their time just hasn't come. Whatever it might be, you cannot control it, but you can control the discipline of the decisions that relate back to the vision to make sure that your business is always striving towards that vision. Your career employees are striving towards that vision. Your life, everybody, striving towards that vision. And if that's the case, I am a huge believer you will always come out ahead of other people that may have success now before you. You will eventually outperform them in whatever you're trying to accomplish, life, career, business, down the road. But it's got to always be relatable back to your personal vision statement. Has to be. And this is the exercise I'm going to leave you with. I want you to go create your personal vision. And again, the vision that I just discussed, that goes into, that is my life, that is my career, and my companies, all intertwined. I want you to go out and find your personal vision, and you create that, again, with the what you do, why you do it, how you're going to do it. I want you to go and create that. And before you come back with episode 3 of this series, and I'm not going to announce that title yet because I'm still taking some notes on which ones I want to go with next. But before you come back, I want you to have done the first one about procrastination and finish that exercise. And I want you to come back with your personal vision statement because you got to have one if you are going to be self-disciplined. Because now I can tie all of the decisions that I make. I can be disciplined around those decisions, focused around those decisions, to make sure my vision becomes a reality, both for me personally, my family, and for all of you out there. I hope you enjoyed the second part of our series around self-discipline. Go out there, create your personal vision. You'll be glad you did. We'll be back with another episode of The Brian Wright Show. And please refer us to friends, family, anybody that wants to improve their life, their career, and or their business out there. This podcast is for them. We'll talk to everybody soon. Bye-bye.